So we are starting a brand new feature today.
Oh, right.
I'm going to call it Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
This is the first ever Fun Fact Friday.
Okay.
That we're going to do.
All right. We're down for it.
So when you think of animals that can sting you and hurt you, you probably think of, you know, scorpions, jellyfish, bees even.
Bees.
You might be surprised to learn that one of the most painful stings that you can get from an animal is from a platypus.
Oh, okay.
A platypus.
Well, I don't think I've ever encountered one.
No, you probably wouldn't have because they're in Australia.
Are they really?
Like,
I didn't even
so
know
many
that.
Things in Australia. It's like, I don't know why, like, all the animals are just dangerous in Australia,
are.
I feel like.
Yeah, they are.
So the male platypus is one of the few living mammals that produces venom.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
The venom is made in glands that are connected to hollow spurs on their hind legs. It is primarily made during the mating season, and the venomous spurs of male platypuses serve as weapons in battles with other males for breeding purposes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Duke it out.
Although it's not potent enough to be lethal to humans, platypus venom is so excruciating that victims may sometimes be temporarily incapacitated. Information obtained from case studies shows that the pain can persist for months, but usually lasts from a few days to a few weeks.
Holy
and it doesn't respond to, like, regular painkillers.
You're kidding. So you just
you just live there in agony. I guess. Yeah.
Holy cow.
So you do not want to get stung by a platypus.
What a goofy looking animal, too. You wouldn't think it was going to be.
You would not think. Right. It is a really odd looking animal.
Yes,
for
except
sure.
He glued together different bits of different animals.
Yes. So the platypus is native to the fresh waters of eastern Australia, so you don't have to worry about encountering one unless you're in that area.
Yeah.
The species is mainly nocturnal, but is also active at dusk during the summer and the daytime during the winter. A platypus may spend half the day in water and then retreat into its burrow, which is constructed by just digging into the bank. Mm. Its swimming style is unique among mammals, propelling itself by alternating strokes of each front foot, while the webbed hind feet and tail are used for steering. So they only swim... Oh. With their front feet.
Their front feet, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Platypuses are part of a group of animals called monotremes, and it's the only group of living mammals that lay eggs rather than have live young.
Okay.
So they, mammals that lay eggs.
Lay eggs, okay.
Yeah. They're one of only five monotreme species left in existence, and like other monotremes, the platypus has a sense of electrolocation in its soft bill, which it uses to detect prey in water while its eyes, ears, and nostrils are closed.
That's called electrolocation?
Yeah. So it can sense the things in the water.
Big bill.
Yeah.
All right.
So they forage by probing along the bottom of rivers, streams, and lakes and feeds on insect larvae, worms, shrimp, crayfish, tadpoles, and fish eggs. Mm. And it stores its food in its cheek pouches for later consumption. A little snack for later.
I thought about doing that myself.
Yeah, right? It forages about 12 hours a day and must consume the equivalent of about 20% of its body weight each day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that, too.
Most of the platypus's body is covered with short, dense brown fur that traps a layer of insulating air to keep the animal warm both in and out of the water. It's one of the most densely furred animals right behind otters.
Oh, it's like, like a good carpet.
Mm-hmm. It is also biofluorescent, and it glows like a greenish blue when under ultraviolet light.
You're kidding.
And they don't really know why, and I would love to know who the first person was that said, hey, why don't we see what happens when we put this platypus under an ultraviolet light. But
and then, Dave, you're not going to believe this. It's glowing.
And it glows for some reason. Yeah.
Ah, all right.
Male platypuses have an average length of 20 inches and weighs around 3.7 pounds. They're a lot small. I thought they were bigger. I don't know why. I thought they were bigger than that.
Mm.
While females are smaller with an average length of 17 inches and weigh about 2 pounds.
Okay.
The platypus's wide flat tail is similar to a beaver's tail, but it is furry rather than scaly. Its primary function is to just store up to nearly half the animal's body fat in case of a food shortage.
Oh, right.
And a female platypus also uses her tail to hold the incubating eggs against her warm body. A group of platypuses is called a paddle.
Oh, a paddle.
So a group is called a paddle.
Paddle of platypuses.
And platypus babies are called either puggles or platypups.
Oh.
Platypups.
Either way.
I like both.
They're both cute.
The unusual appearance of this egg-laying, duck-billed, beaver-tailed mammal at first baffled European naturalists, as you can imagine.
Sure, what is this?
In 1799, the first scientist to examine a preserved platypus body judged it a fake made of several animals sewn together.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were
You
fake.
Could absolutely see why they would think that.
He claimed it a fake. This was back in the 1700s?
Yeah. You could absolutely see why.
This thing's been photoshopped.
Yes. The unique features of the platypus make it important in the study of evolutionary biology, and it's a recognizable and iconic symbol of Australia. And it is also culturally significant to several Aboriginal peoples who used to hunt it for food, and it has also appeared on Australian stamps and currency.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the platypus was hunted for its fur, but it has been a legally protected species in all states where it occurs since 1912. It is classified as a near-threatened species, but a November 2020 report recommended that it be upgraded to a threatened species due to habitat destruction and declining numbers. As of 2019, the only platypuses that are in captivity outside of Australia live at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Oh.
And their names are Beer and Eve.
Beer? Like
beer. Like beer.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, and Eve. And if you're interested, though I will warn you, it's very distracting, you can watch them on a live platypus cam.
Oh, that's what you had on your computer today.
Yes, on the zoo's website. I was. And they are very active.
Oh, really?
I don't know which one. Very fast. I don't know which one it was, either Beer or Eve, but they were swimming around like crazy.
So, honest to goodness, the only two outside of Australia are in San Diego?
Yeah.
So your opportunity really to see them is literally just on that cam or if you Google pictures.
That's right.
All right. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Duck-billed platypus. Do we have to say the duck-billed part?
That's how
I always heard it.
Yeah, I think
just
that's
a platypus.
Just platypus.
All right.
There's no other kind, I don't think.
Do we have a song about platypuses? Did you pick one out?
Well, we don't, but because we learned today that they can sting you and it is very painful,
yeah.
We're going to play a song by Sting. Yeah, we're going to play If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Well, he's really going there. Sting. The Dream of the Blue Turtle is the name of the album.
Oh.
How about that? Wouldn't it be weird if the album was called Dream of the Blue Platypuses?
That would be. That'd be ironic.
If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free, the name of the song. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record, although I kind of gave it away?
Because we learned that platypuses can sting you, and it's very painful. Male platypuses, I should say.
Please.
And so we played a song by Sting.
Yeah. Beware. Yeah. Beware. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Platypuses are one of five mammal species that lay eggs.
It uses electrolocation to detect prey in the water.
And a group of platypuses is called a paddle.
A paddle
of platypuses.
Platypuses. Mm-hmm. And they don't live anywhere near here. You should know they're off the coast of Australia. The
eastern coast of Australia, yeah.
So unless somebody smuggles one in their suitcase, you're not going to see one unless you go to San Diego, where the only two outside of Australia are on display.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Folks want to learn more about platypuses, where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Very true. Plus, every day at 4:10, we do it on the radio, and we stream it live on Facebook, apparently with herky-jerky pictures, thanks to our Dell computer at the moment. And you can catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. Be sure to like and subscribe so you know when we post new material. And that's it, Sarah.
That's it.
Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Come back on Monday, will you please?
I sure will.
Fresh episode at 4:10. America is looking forward to it already. Thank you. Traffic and weather on the way, and we're counting down to the weekend. 32 minutes if you need an exact count. And we'll kick it off together with the legendary drive at 5:00.